Okay, this is reporter Ron Springsteen here for a live interview with Ed Springsteen in his living room at 516 East Eisenhower Street in Sheridan, Michigan, USA. We're going to talk about Bill, Babe, and Abe. Sitting here in the living room, we can see, we're looking at the picture that Dad carved from, who took the picture, the actual photo of it? Your mom took the picture?
A box brownie.
Went on a box brownie camera.
Yeah.
Over there in that camera.
You still got the camera?
No. One like it.
Oh, one like it. Okay. I thought that would be surprising. How long ago, any idea when that picture was taken?
Around 1940.
Around 1940, so just about a year or so before he died, huh?
Yeah.
And that was a picture that... Was he just getting ready to go out to work in the
field? Yeah, he borrowed the harness from the guy over by, was Aunt Maud's boyfriend.
Okay. And Maud was married to?
Charlie.
Charlie Case.
Okay. Yep.
Okay. And so he borrowed the harness and he was going to go out to work with the horses?
They're all decked out there. And that guy tied up their tails and brushed them out and... It helped anyway.
So they got all decked out to, especially to have the picture taken or what?
No, they had a horse pulling contest.
A horse pulling contest. That's right. You said he used to be in, where did they have those? Here in Sheridan?
Where Dunny, Nancy and Dave lived there on the corner of, what street is it, Lois?
Across from the school.
Across from the school? Sherman and St. Clair?
Yeah.
Where Edwards lived?
Yeah. There was an open spot there.
Yeah.
McGregor's house wasn't there yet.
Yeah.
And that's where it was.
Did they have horse pulling contests there every year?
Oh.
For a while?
2 or 3 years.
2 or 3 years. Okay, so this was to get ready for the horse pulling contest.
Yeah.
That picture. And when did you curb this? When did you start it? Were you down in Florida then?
No, I started.
Up here?
Yeah. I took it to Florida and pretty well finished it up.
Yeah. How long did it take you to curb that thing?
3 years.
3 years? Well, a little bit now, a little bit later.
That's right.
Yeah. Well, that's quite a project. I don't know if that's called a bass relief or what it is, but...
That's relief carving.
That's relief carving, yeah. What was the hardest part on there?
Finished it up.
Finishing it?
Yep.
I
took the picture to Greenville, Ron, and had it blown up from one of the small pictures there on it.
Yep, yeah.
To the size that the picture is.
Had it blown up that big, okay.
Yep. So it's an actual layout from the picture.
Okay, so what did you do? Did you mark it somehow onto the wood?
Trace it out. The picture was inch and a quarter, thicker, inch and a half.
Yeah.
To start with. And it was a flat surface, but carbon paper.
Okay, with carbon paper.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. So the blown up copy was real thick, is that what you're saying?
Yeah, all that wood had to be taken out.
Yeah.
The wood.
Yeah, the wood was thick. Yeah, okay, that makes more sense.
Probably Bill's rump is pretty close to full thickness.
Yeah? Well, Bill's the one on the left. Is that right? And then Babe?
Babe was blind in one eye, so she was always on that side.
So her left eye her good eye?
Left eye was her bad eye.
Her left eye was her bad eye, so she could see to the right and just kind of went along with Bill on her left.
He was a good mate.
How long did your dad have those horses?
He raised them.
Did he?
Old Queen was the mother of both of them.
Yeah? How long did he have Queen?
Huh?
How long did he have Queen, and when did he get her?
Oh, and he had Queen when he died, as long as I can remember.
As long, he always had Queen as long as you remember.
Yeah, she was a mother of several horses.
Did he have Queen when you moved up from DeWitt?
Yeah. So from Lansing.
Yeah, it would be probably about as long as you could remember. That's right. Was that from the city firm?
He had Matt and Kit. That was another team that he sold.
Yeah.
That was Babe's offspring, too.
Huh.
Her Queen's offspring.
Okay. So he still had Queen and Bill and Babe when he died?
Yep.
So they were they sold in the estate sale, or don't you remember?
Mom kept Queen. These Bill and Babe went to Peterson. What was his name?
Where did he live?
He lived the second road.
Holland Road?
Yeah.
The one that Andy Irwood lives on?
No. Next road.
Derby Road.
Huh?
Derby Road?
No, it's on Holland.
It's on Holland Road, okay.
Let's see. Yeah, he lived on Holland Road.
Okay.
To the south of there, yep.
Okay. South of County Firm. South of County Firm Road or south of 57?
No, south, north of 57.
North of 57, south of County Firm.
The house and buildings are torn down now.
Okay. Okay. So how long did Bill and Babe work together as a team?
All their life.
Which was, well, and yeah. Any idea how old they were when this picture was taken?
6 or 7, I think.
6 or 7 years?
Yeah.
Was that the primary team he used for farming then after they got old enough to...
Yep.
And then he sold the other offspring from Queen?
I think he plowed 52 acres with them one spring.
Yeah. What kind of farming did he do? What did he...
He raised all kinds of crop. Potatoes, beans, oats, and wheat.
Where'd he sell them?
The elevator.
At the elevator.
He sold them where he'd get the most money.
Yeah. Okay.
Oats and wheat.
Yeah.
Of course, he fed up a lot of it. The chickens and the cattle.
Sure. Yeah. So how did... We got Bill and Babe. How did your dad get the nickname Abe?
Well, Mick remembers it different than I do, but...
What's Mick's version?
Mike Peterson gave it to him, but he didn't.
Okay, what's your version?
Mike grabbed onto it, all right. Lloyd Droskamp come up to go hunting.
Yeah.
And they shot hens.
Which they weren't supposed to do.
They shot, and Dad made him carry them.
Made him carry the hens?
He made him pick them up and carry them. They thought they were roosters.
Oh. So they were just going to leave them as soon as they figured out they weren't roosters.
Yeah. As I said, you shoot them, you carry them. or leave right now.
Yeah.
And he started calling Dad on his tape.
So were they all hunting with your dad then?
Yep.
Yeah. Where did they come from?
Grand Rapids.
From Grand Rapids. And how did they happen to be there?
They were friends of Mick and Alan.
Okay.
Roller skating.
From roller skating.
There used to be a roller skating rink down there.
In Grand Rapids?
No, in Long Lake.
Oh, Long Lake. Okay.
They had a cottage down there.
Yeah. Okay. So they lived in Grand Rapids. They had a cottage at Long Lake.
Yeah.
And that's where Mick and Helen met him.
Yep.
Is it roller skating there? Mom doesn't think so.
Helen wasn't in the family at the time your dad was alive. Helen came in the family after your dad died.
I know it.
Oh, you said they were friends of Mick and Helen's.
Friends of Mick
and Lorna.
Mick and Lorna. Okay, there you go. Brother and sister, not brother and sister-in-law.
Right.
Yeah. So, your dad did a lot of mostly bird hunting, or did he do?
He's a bird hunter.
Yeah.
We had a good hunting dog.
Yeah. What was your dog's name?
Pat.
Pat. Yeah, I've heard that.
Patricia Nugent.
Patricia Nugent?
Something or other. Patricia Nugent. I don't know the rest of it. Can't remember.
This isn't one of those things that you're, one of those litanies your dad
was saying. She was a registered English setter.
Huh.
A guy by the name of Horton owned her. He bought her as a pup from somebody out east.
Yeah.
And a guy by the name of Tom Little in Belding trained her.
Yeah.
On our place, Uncle John's.
Yeah.
With doves and put them in a cage and flushed them. But he worked with her quite a lot.
Did your dad buy your firm from your Uncle John?
Yeah.
And he was across the road.
Uncle John bought both of them, I think.
Yeah.
The idea Dad would buy one of them.
Did he buy from Hanchett or from somebody else, do you know? Probably don't remember.
Uncle John bought it from Rudolph Verplank.
Verplank.
Okay. Yeah, he lived in Uncle John's house.
That was the house that was the old hospital in Sheridan,
yep,
later, where I was born.
Yep.
When did that burn? Sometime when Dee and I were out of state. It was after we moved, yep, to Minnesota. Was that an accident, or was that?
I'm not sure.
Who knows, huh? Okay. Yeah, let's see. Is there anything else I want to ask you about right now? We could talk about, you said your dad did a lot of bird hunting. He had a pretty good, quite a reputation as a hunter, didn't he?
Yeah, he's a good shot.
Yeah. You say Rod's a lot like him, you think, in,
yep,
hunting?
Cousin, yeah, Dad was quick.
Yeah.
He'd shoot him before they get up, get very far.
Off the ground?
He had to
wait. Very far away. He had good reflexes. Huh.
He was, his hand and eye coordination was good. You,
yeah.
You know, just look at it, what was going, and bang.
Yeah. So he had lots of pheasant to eat.
Yep.
Yeah. Was he? Did he do a lot of deer hunting too?
Yep, every year.
On your farm, or did he go somewhere else?
There wasn't any deer around here then.
Yeah. Where they sure are now, aren't there?
Yep.
So where'd he go hunting? Up across the streets?
Dad started deer hunting when he was a kid.
Yeah, I imagine.
He went up, then he went up across the streets to a lumber camp that took in hunters. It had been a lumber camp.
Yeah. So who did he go hunting with?
You all alone.
All alone?
On a train.
Huh. He probably had some good venison to eat, too.
I don't know about that. I didn't. That was before my time.
Before your time, huh?
But then after he was married, he went mostly up around Grayling and... I'm not sure where it was.
Maybe not that far from where Kevin and Mary are building their cabin, where we kind of Peterson's.
Could be. Marion?
Marion? Okay, that's west.
Gal, I don't know. I'm sure, Ron.
Yeah, a long time ago.
Yeah.
Well, that's probably enough for right now. Let's cut this thing off. I'll find out how
it
works.
Let me see it.
Here you go. Take a look at it. The interview with Dad on Bill, Babe, and Abe was on the afternoon of March the 6th, 2008. There was some confusion when I asked him about some Peterson that lived on Holland Road. that is because that was on South Holland Road, which is not across from Holland Road going north on County Farm. Dad had said something about being on the next road, and he was thinking the next road back east. And this is Paula talking to me. That's it for now.